Let's spoil Westworld episodes 5 and 6 of season 3. These are genre and decoherence. Decoherence, of course, is the one where we go back to Maeve's story. Genre is more of Dolores' story.
And Jesse Pinkman's continuing.
And yes. What's his name?
Aaron Paul.
Caleb.
No.
Caleb.
Caleb, thank you.
Gus Fring.
Yeah. It's team Dolores that Caleb is on, and Team Maeve, which also has other people on. And we get Bernard as well. He's kind of a free radical.
Yeah, sort of a wild card. These two episodes, also taking them as a unit, we sort of set up the on the chessboard, two different sides, which does make the end of Decoherence kind of interesting, because I guess we're going way in reverse order. Do you want to go?
Well, there's two major events in both of these. At the end of Genre, or towards the end of Genre, we get the release of everyone's details.
Yes.
Everyone gets the file that shows we already knew where you were going.
We get the Sony email hack release. We're all of a sudden we know
for
exactly
the world.
Yes.
And then at the end of Decoherence, we get the William breakdown. We get William chatting with himself about himself, and he finally discovers his purpose.
I guess that was the strangest moment for me, because I don't know who I like between Maeve and Dolores. They both seem awful. And then, you know, in walks at the end, like, oh, I just figured out who I am. I'm the good guy. And
the
I'm like,
guy
yeah,
in white.
But we watched you conduct a rape. Like, I don't know.
Well, also, he just got done killing all of himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Like, these are called anti-heroes.
You've done horrible things. You just killed a room full of yourself, which I know is supposed to be metaphorical, but you were literally just beating yourself bloody onto the ground. Like,
I thought all of that was in the simulation. I mean, not...
It is.
Okay.
It is, but that, you know, brings up the whole Westworld thing. Does that make it any better?
Yeah, you know what? Ooh, you've heard me use these words before, but when you have a character that's everything and nothing and can be alive and dead at any time, there's a word for that.
What's the word?
Rubbery. Rubber, 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 rubber. Everything's made of rubber. Don't be...
Who is rubber here? Dolores or Maeve?
Well, I mean, first of all, physically, all of the synths. Mm.
Well, why didn't Charlotte hail Dolores or hail Loris, as some people are calling her? Why didn't she just kick the crap out of more people earlier? She didn't go Dolores on people. It seems like only Dolores has the superpowers, until she, of course, explodes in a car and walks out Darth Vader style. But, you know, we're supposed to believe that's Dolores, but she's so meek.
Well, they also imply that, and I can give them, let's say all five of them start with the same seed. They all have slightly different experiences, and they all have to spend more time pretending to be different people. So I can see them evolving in different directions, up to and including saying, look, I'm not going to go against myself and my plan, but I am going to protect me and mine with that last scene with Charlotte Hale. And thank you for pointing out, because God forbid we figure it out on ourselves. How crazy that you care about your family more than the real Charlotte Hale did.
Which is also not a Dolores thing. Dolores wouldn't give a crap about the humans.
You are correct. Which is also confusing and problematic.
But the Dolores character cared about her father in Westworld. She has her personality is to care about her family.
And
era, like copied from back then?
We're talking, on a fundamental, like if none of that counts, then her name shouldn't be Dolores. She should be called Killbot.
Yeah, I don't know. We get told that Dolores in the Dolores body really doesn't give a crap about much, except apparently Caleb for some reason. And that's interesting. Like, oh, why does she care about Caleb? Charlotte, the Haloris, just doesn't seem like the same person to me. I keep waiting for another shoe to drop.
The started to get real Inception-y with every time you saw the black bars on the top and bottom, where it's like, no, now we're in this level. And meanwhile, it's happening faster than on the other level. And, And meanwhile, Maeve knows what's happening on the other level, and now she knows this is there. What's it? Jonathan Norris, right? Wait, that's not what. What's his name? The dude.
Hawkeye.
Dr. Norrell.
No, the dude who directed Chris Nolan, Jonathan Nolan.
Jonathan Nolan.
Yeah, he worked on Inception. He does everything with his brother, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense.
This is a Lisa Joy, Jonathan Nolan creation. Schtick, yeah. I tell you what bothered me most. I actually liked both these episodes just fine. They kept me moving in the Westworld world just fine. I agree with you a little bit about the rubberiness of William, but that could also be easily deflected in the next episode. We're not quite sure where that's going because Bernard has now discovered him. But what bugged me is the overreaction to the files. Like, I get where it would be disturbing, but these suddenly, like, all rules of society break down because we found some files. They didn't sell that for me. I felt like the world wouldn't have reacted the way they were pretending the world did.
Oh, that's really
interesting.
Like, why
did the psychologist go hang herself just because she saw a file? Like, maybe after a week of thinking about it, I believe it, but like not immediately. Like, oh my gosh, I've been programmed this whole time, like I suspected.
That's not why she hung herself. She hung herself because she had been keeping secrets the entire lifetime of her marriage, and they were all laid bare. And he left her instantly, saying, "Oh, I'm taking the kids. Yeah. Don't contact us."
Because it said she had an opioid addiction.
Yeah, and multiple affairs.
I think it's reading a lot into it, but I don't think
Maybe that's implausible. Maybe that's an accelerated version of something that would happen, and maybe I could accept that. But the, like, you know, people running around, lighting things on fire, screaming, breaking into.
What if you harbored a grudge and a suspicion for 15 years? About how your entire life ended up, about whose fault it was and what nudged behind the scenes that you didn't see. And then it was absolutely confirmed and you had access to a weapon. I think a lot of people had been, I could see, you know, as much as 1 in 20 of those people finally like, well, now I know for a fact because it's all out in the open and I'm gonna burn your house down. I'm gonna kill your family. I'm gonna do whatever.
That doesn't ring true to me. I need to be sold on that.
Well, this is a world that has a rape fantasy park. There's a murder and rape Disneyland. So I'm going to say maybe it's not the craziest thing that they go off the handle.
It's very weird
Easy. It felt like the easy, like, and we'll release the thing and then the world goes crazy. Like, that's just not realistic to me.
I think it goes crazy enough. And I don't think the whole world has lost its mind, just like the whole world hasn't lost its mind in this pandemic. But if you wanted to campaign or if you wanted to convey that the pandemic has real ramifications and you're telling a visual story, you might make sure to show a lot of people coughing and a lot of people wearing masks and dying on ventilators.
But also, they don't show a lot of people. Like, the LA and when we were in China, like, very, very underpopulated, you know, pedestrians, roadways, nighttime, daytime, very sparse, like in a very weird, surreal way.
I liked that about it. And this is, as we wrap up, it's so wild because I can't say I disliked either of these two episodes. I don't know why they call it Westworld anymore, because these are some fine Black Mirror episodes. And in fact, of these two, we spent an entire episode synced up texting each other. And that was a lot of fun with, you know, genre got a little bit kind of silly and wacky all over the place. But it's so weird because I can point to so many things that are great. There's not a single action sequence that isn't top notch. Every character is brilliantly acted. The soundtrack is phenomenal on this. I like their vision of the future, the design work on it. I love every ingredient in this cake. But I'm so ambivalent about the cake. It's really weird. One other thing, though, I was totally right when I called, right about the wrong person. Clementine is 100% confirmed to be one of the people that's coming back next time because of the five orbs they had. One had a serial number that had previously been revealed to be Clementine's in a previous episode.
Oh, Maeve. Maeve is bringing back a Clementine, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Remember, well, she's like,
how many of those ended up getting printed, though?
Because it seemed like they only took Hector and they burned everybody else.
That's the one that was confirmed. And then she stole the damaged Dolores one. Oh, but then there was, remember there was a brief like character sheet where you saw four things. There were no names, but there were serial numbers and some clever people saw that the serial number matched the one that Clementine revealed in a previous season.
I got the sense that she's not making it out with most of the people she was trying to bring back, though.
Well, I thought she was ultimately going to pick five. I thought.
But no, but they crushed the you know, they destroyed and burned a bunch of the people before they got printed.
That is correct, but it's the magic eggs that are the, because they've established that there's 3D printers. Not all of them.
We saw the hosts in storage that got burned.
Right.
And we did see Hector's get crushed by hail.
At which point, right, Hector is truly dead at that moment.
But there were other tanks, so maybe they stole some other ones.
More magic eggs, is what I'm saying. And one of the magic eggs is going to be... that's my bet. Lock that in.
All right. Anything else on Westworld?
No, really, really good job, guys. You know what? Let me say this. Let me also propose this. Man, we might be doing just the worst disservice to this show watching it week after week. I'll never know what it's like to watch it all straight through. It might be so brilliant. Like we say that over and over, but I really felt it this week.
Snake hasn't bit you yet.
Yeah, I'm still petting that rattlesnake.
Okay, that's Westworld, episodes 5 and 6 of season 3.